In Buffalo and much of western New York State, people are experiencing what is likely to be a huge snowstorm. We're talking about up to 4 feet of snow, with all the complications that brings to driving, emergency services, even the safety of homes and buildings with so much snow on the roof. New York Governor Kathy Hochul did not mince words when she declared a state of emergency yesterday.
What we're talking about is a major storm. This is considered an extreme event, an extreme weather event. That means it's dangerous. It also means it's life-threatening.
Even the Buffalo Bills are taking some evasive action, moving their Sunday football game to Detroit. Meteorologist Mark Elliott joins us now. Hi, Mark.
Hi there.
So we're hearing the expected result will be up to 4 feet by the time this is done. Tell us how it's unfolding now.
Isn't that incredible? Just huge amounts of snow, snowfall rates that could approach 3 inches per hour, or even a little bit more than that, which is incredible by any measure. And that will continue through the night into early tomorrow.
Wow. So Western New York is bordered by Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. And this storm is powered by what they're calling the lake effect. Tell us what that is.
Sure. This snowstorm is happening because the lake is there. The lake waters are still relatively warm. They have really cold air moving above them, and that's an unstable setup. If you have warm underneath cold, that warm air will rise, and you'll wind up getting clouds and precipitation to form. The lake is causing this event to occur.
So, Mark, for those of us who haven't experienced a lake effect snowstorm, are these common?
Absolutely. Every time the lake is not frozen, you have a moisture source. The water stays warmer than the air generally. And so when you get these real cold air outbreaks to go over the lake, you will get this very event to occur.
Okay. So one of the things that is surprising is that it's coming so early in the season. Do you think we should read anything into that?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you're going to have a huge lake effect event, early in the season is when you'll get it, because the waters are as warm as they will be for the rest of the winter at the beginning of the season. So the difference between the cold air aloft and that warm water is at its biggest difference right now. And that really helps get those big snow totals going.
And you mentioned the hourly rate of the snowfall. I was reading that Buffalo may see a month's worth of snow in just a few hours. Do you think this is an extreme weather event like we're seeing in some other parts of the countries, whether it be bigger fires or more ferocious hurricanes?
Yeah, the climate connection for lake effect snow, it's an interesting one for sure. Overall, over time, we should see more snow coming off the lakes because they'll stay unfrozen longer because they'll be warmer in a warmer world. Until the point that it's so warm that it could change over to rain and instead of snow. So for the short long term, expect more of these types of events.
And just very quickly, you know, people really do have to be prepared for this level of snow. Do you think people are?
Yeah, you know, they're no stranger to big lake effect snow events in the western New York areas. They know stay inside, stay off the roads. In some cases, you have to clear snow off of the roofs because it's a lot of snow weight. But overall, this isn't their first snow rodeo by any stretch.
Meteorologist Mark Elliott, thank you so much for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having me.